What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Boombox Guru, music commentary and music discussion for music lovers. I'm your host, LB, and we got a very good episode for you guys today. So if you don't want to miss out, tune in and keep it locked in. All right, everybody, welcome to a bonus episode of the Boombox Guru. I'm your host, LB. So I wanted to talk about the new songs that we got from Rob Zombie and System of a Down in the past few days. Now, as you know, for both bands, these have been the first songs that we have heard from them in years. Now, for Rob Zombie, it's only been 4 years since we got a new song from him. And of course, System of a Down, it's been 15 years, so well over a decade since we got any new material from these guys. And it was really exciting that both of these acts had dropped new material, man, because the fans wanted to hear something new from these bands for a long time, especially System of a Down. You know, System of a Down haven't dropped a new song since their last album, which was back in, 2005, 2006? You know, the band went on hiatus, reunited, started doing shows, and haven't put out any new material. You know, there's been some differences within the band that has kept that from happening, but they were able to put aside their differences and to release two new songs for a political awareness, something that they've always been passionate about, which is the Armenian genocide. And then Rob Zombie, the last new songs he put out was 4 years ago on his last album, which I'm not going to try to recite the title because it's too long to remember. But within those 4 years, he's mainly just focused on his film career, putting out some pretty interesting movies. You know, I haven't seen all of his movies that he's put out since then. I do want to see him, though. But he's been focusing more on his film career as opposed to his music career. And it was really cool to finally get a new song from him the day before Halloween, which is classic zombie fashion. So I wanted to discuss these songs. I wanted to give like some really brief reviews on my thoughts and my perspective. So if you don't want to miss out, stay tuned and keep it locked in. This is the Boombox Guru. All right, so Rob Zombie released his first new song in over 4 years on October the 30th, the day before Halloween. He released The Triumph of King Free, a Crypt of Preservation and Superstition. And this song is going to be on his upcoming album called The Lunar Injection Kool-Aid Eclipse Conspiracy, which is due out March the 12th, 2021. So this is really exciting, man, because it's been a long time since we've actually got some new music for Rob Zombie. After his last album, he pretty much took a hiatus from music and focused more on filmmaking. He dropped some pretty cool films in between this time. So it's really good to finally get some new music from him. So this song, I think it's a really good song. I think it's really awesome. It's a very heavy track, so I feel that Rob is returning more back. He's coming more back into his form. He's getting back into his groove. And it's a very heavy track. It's got some deep groovy guitar riffs on it that are really heavy, and it's quite an experimental song in some nature. Now, when I say experimental, I don't mean that it's so weird that it's not going to connect or resonate with the fans, but there's some interesting things that go on within the song that, in my opinion, make it very interesting. So one of the things is at the beginning of the song, the intro starts off somewhat mellow. This kind of experimental, psychedelic, tribal type feel where it really sounds like a Middle Eastern song during the beginning of the song. It sounds like a Middle Eastern. Like when I hear that part in the song during the intro, it makes me think about Uncharted 3. Like I'm in a desert somewhere, and like in the Sahara Desert somewhere, and this typical Middle Eastern music is just playing in the background. That's the way it sounds. It sounds like something akin to Middle Eastern culture. And then after that, it kicks into this heavy chorus, heavy verses where Zombie comes in with his signature vocals. Although I do like the vocal effects that he has on this song, because it sounds like Alien meets some type of demon style. It's a really cool vocal effect that he uses throughout the song. So after the chorus and he gets through the first few verses, or the first verse, the song breaks into this brief bridge where it breaks into like an experimental hip hop song. There's a DJ scratching and this dark, eerie, funky hip hop beat that comes into play. And it kind of reminds me of something that the Beastie Boys would have done, like back in the early 90s or maybe during that Paul's Boutique era. That's the kind of vibe that it gets me. So it has a kind of a hip hoppy, kind of rap rocky type flow to it, which I thought was pretty interesting. And then after this part, the song, it kicks back into this really slow, deep groove where the guitar riffs are much heavier, and then Zombie's vocals reemerge, and his vocals are slightly more heavier and aggressive. And it's a really cool part in the song. It's one of my favorites because most of you know that I'm a sucker for when rock and metal bands add like a really cool groove to their sound. And that's what this part does in a song. Then the song kicks back into its original flow and the hook comes back in. And then the song ends with an interesting mid-tempo funky number. Like the band, they send the song off with this early 70s influenced funk style outro, which I thought was very interesting. But I think it's a solid first single. You know, I really like the fact that there's a lot of different musical styles that are being implemented into the song that makes it interesting and not very repetitive. And I think it's a solid return to form for Rob Zombie. You know, I'm really looking forward to hearing what other types of songs he's going to be releasing from this album, because this song is really interesting, man. I really enjoyed it. I've listened to it I don't know how many times already, just to kind of pick up on things that I maybe didn't pick up on the first few listens, but it's really cool. And you know, it's a heavy song. It's got deep groovy guitar riffs, which I think is something that had been missing from Rob's sound after he did the Sinister Urge. I think that was something that was really missing from his sound, and it seems that he's brought that back into play with this new song, and hopefully throughout this new album. It's definitely a good first single that I think will introduce Rob Zombie quite well back into the rock and metal world. And I'm very excited to hear more songs and eventually the rest of this album once it's released, because I'm anticipating a lot more singles and definitely hearing the full album. And one of the reasons why I'm really anticipating hearing more from Rob Zombie when it comes to this new album is because a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, John 5, he did an interview with one of the big metal websites, and he went on to say that the new Rob Zombie album was going to be better than anything that White Zombie had ever put out. So I'm definitely eager to hear what else Rob Zombie is going to do, because those are some big words to stand by, saying that the new Rob Zombie album is going to be better than anything that White Zombie has ever put out. Maybe the early White Zombie from the 80s, you know, when they weren't such a great band. But as far as La Sexta Sisto and Astro Creep, I don't know. You know, John 5, man, you got to stand by those words. I mean, this new album better be freaking awesome, man. I mean, now this first single, The Triumph of King Freak, is a good start. It's a good start, but I definitely want to hear more, because those are some big words to stand by. Because honestly, my personal opinion, I don't even think Rob Zombie's first two solo albums, as good as they are, I don't even think they hold up to La Sexta Sisto or Astro Creep. Hellbilly Deluxe came close. The Sinister Surge was good. It was good, but you know, excuse me, The Sinister Urge, that album was good, but heck, it almost was kind of like a slight step below Hellbilly Deluxe, man. So those are some big words to live by. So I'm definitely anticipating hearing more music coming from this new album. And Rob has already put up pre-orders for the album. You can find them on his website, wherever. He's already, as soon as he dropped this single, he already put up pre-orders for the album, which is going to be out March the 12th. 2021. So I'm definitely gonna be looking into checking that out. But yeah, I think King Freak is definitely a good start as far as reintroducing Rob back into the rock and metal world. And I think the band really did a great job on this first single. I like how they implemented so many different styles into the songs, into this song, and kept it interesting, kept it from being repetitive. So that's really cool. So I'm really enjoying this first single and this new song from Rob Zombie. So, in a huge surprise, one of the greatest bands, one of the biggest bands ever, dropped two brand new songs. System of a Down dropped two new songs, and so many people just went haywire. Like, oh my goodness, System of a Down has dropped brand new music. And the reason why this is so exciting is because these are the first brand new songs that the band has actually released in over 15 years. They haven't released any new music since their last two albums, Mesmerize and Hypnotize. You know, the band went on a hiatus and the members started doing their own thing. They reunited somewhere around in the 2010s, started doing shows again. And ever since then, fans, including myself, have been wanting to hear a new record, some new music from the band. And of course, there's been highly publicized differences between the members, which is the why they haven't come together and put out new music. You know, it's well publicized, so, you know, I don't have to go into detail. But these gentlemen decided to put aside their differences in an effort to raise awareness about the Armenian genocide and some recent conflicts that have been taking place. So these two new songs were released in the effort to raise funds to help Armenian soldiers or whatever, help them to fight back to defend their homeland, which I thought was really cool. So they released two songs called Protect the Land and Genocidal Humanoids. Now, I want to talk about Protect the Land first, because that was actually the first song that I listened to when these two songs dropped. So this song is a mid-tempo type song, but it's heavy. It's a heavy hard rock and metal track. Lots of great riffs going on in there. This song is more melodic, I would say, but it's still heavy. You know, the riffs really pack a great punch. And it has a very anthemic nature to it, more of like a call to action type message, especially when you watch the video. Because what I take from this song is that it's very inspiring, very inspirational and uplifting. And it seems to be one of these type of songs where they're definitely raising awareness, but it seems to be like a song for those who are out there on the front lines fighting to help defend their homeland. That's the vibe that I get from this song. It just has that very uplifting message. It's like a song that you would play when you're going into battle. It's that typical song that you're gonna hear. Well, not typical song, but it's that type of song that you would hear when you're ready to go into battle. It just motivates you and it gives you that confidence that you need to go out there and do the best you can and to come back a winner. That's the vibe that I get from this song. It's very inspirational. And if you watch the visual that goes along with the song, it really helps to bring out more of the message and what this band is trying to do. So I really dig that message that they're putting out there. It has very nice melodic choruses and verses from both Serge and Darren. Now, I will say that on this particular track, Darren seems to be more in the lead and Serge seems to be more subdued in the background. And that was really one of my critiques about this song, was that I felt that we got too much Darren and not enough Serge. Serge is definitely on the song, but it's just more Darren. And of course, you know, we find out later, the next day after these songs, that Darren actually wrote this song and the next one by himself, and that they were originally supposed to be Scars on Broadway songs. But even though Darren is more in the lead, I still think that there's a great chemistry between him and Serge, and they really pull it off well. I think they pull out the verses and the chorus quite well, and it really shows the chemistry, a great chemistry that both of them have when they're singing together. But like I said, you know, the heavy, punchy guitar riffs and the very uplifting vibe that this song really gives the listener. Now, another critique I would say is that it is somewhat slightly repetitive. you know, they do tend to repeat the song, the line, protect the land over and over again, which I know it probably serves its purpose in them trying to ingrain that into the minds of those who are out there on the front lines trying to fight to protect the land. I understand that, but, you know, it kind of gets a little repetitive, and I think it does lack a bit of the energy that we've heard from previous songs from System of a Down of this type of caliber, because, you know, this isn't the first mid-tempo song that System of a Down has done. If you take a song like Aerials, for instance, on Toxicity, it kind of has that same type of range. But, you know, Aerials, there's an energy about that song that really gets you pumping. It really gets the blood flowing. It really gets you pumping. It really just makes you want to lose it. Even though it's a mid-tempo song, there's an energy about that song that I feel Protect the Land really doesn't have necessarily. But it could have had that. And maybe it could have even been a better song, so to speak. But other than that, you know, initially when I heard Protect the Land, I wasn't too crazy about it. But as I went back and listened to this song over and over again in an effort to review it, I'm actually starting to like it a lot more. Because I really like I really dig the message behind it. And also when you watch the video along with it, I think it just brings that message out even more. So I think this is probably, I'm going to go ahead and change my mind and say that Protect the Land is probably the better of the two songs. So then we go to the next song that they released, known as Genocidal Humanoids. Now this song is actually more of a heavier and more faster tempo song, very thrash metal influenced. Some really a lot of blast beats are being used in this song, which is something I typically have never really heard a lot from System of a Down. Yeah, John DeMayan is really going crazy on the drums on this particular song. Some parts of the song have a kind of a death metal influence, and dare I say, kind of black metal-ish in some places. You know, I know that's kind of some fighting words there, putting black metal in with System of a Down. I hope nobody attacks me with a hammer, but I'm just saying there's a part at the 1 minute and 10 second mark where John uses a blast beat technique where the drumming gets heavier and darker and the guitar riffs get really heavy and intense. And it sounds a lot similar to something that you were hearing like death metal or even black metal. Cause at that part, I was expecting to hear like somebody come in with some really harsh, aggressive vocals that are akin to black metal. But hey, that, you know, this is just my opinion. You know, music is subjective. So please, any black metal, death metal fans out there, don't attack me. But another thing I like about this song is that Surge is more prominent in the vocals, although it's still mainly Darren that's leading the song. I would say that him and Surge are more on an equal standing as far as them singing together, because that, like I said, that was one of my critiques about Protect the Land, was that it was too much of Darren and not enough Surge. But here, even though Darren is still clearly leading because he wrote this song and the previous one by himself, Surge is more prominent and they're almost on an equal standing when it comes to that approach in the vocal department. And again, this is another song going along with them trying to raise awareness about this recent conflict that is happening in Armenia, between Armenia and Turkey. And I think it's a solid song. Now, initially, I did like this song a little bit more than Protect the Land, because I thought this song was a little bit more interesting. I guess because it was more faster and aggressive and heavier, and I felt that it represented more of an energy that Protect the Land didn't have. But going back and listening to these songs again, I've actually veered more towards Protect the Land as opposed to Genocidal Humanoids. And one thing that I think that made me do that is because, you know, even though I like this song somewhat better because Surge is more equally with Darren in the vocal department, I think there's some parts in the song where vocally it really doesn't match up with the song, with the aggression that the song is coming off with. That's my one, well, not my one critique, but it's just one of my critiques of the song. Yeah, and I feel like they kind of just lose it a little bit in that department. I think that vocally, Protect the Land was somewhat better. I think they somewhat had it more together in that department on Protect the Land than they do on this one. And pertaining to that again, you know, I thought it would have been really cool if Serge had to use some more like of his aggressive vocals, because I don't know if you guys have ever heard Serge go really harsh and guttural on some songs. If you haven't, go check out a song called Prison Song of Toxicity. During like the chorus parts, he used like these deep guttural growls on some of the parts on the chorus of that song. And I thought it would have been really cool to hear Serge maybe get a little bit more aggressive with his vocal approach on this song. Because, like, after that one part where John DeMayan does those insane kind of blast beats and the song gets really heavier and aggressive, like, Serge and Darren come back in on the track and, I don't know, vocally it just doesn't really match up with what was happening in the song sonically. It just didn't really match up. But as I will say, I think these two new songs are, I think they're solid. I think Protect the Land and Genocide and Human Noise are solid songs. Do I think they're going to be the greatest System of a Down songs ever? No. You know, don't get me wrong. To each his own. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Music is subjective. But I think these songs are good for the purpose that they serve, which is to bring awareness to a political issue that has happened. I think they serve their purpose well. But I will say that Genocide and Human Noise has a bit of that energy that Protect the Land kind of lacked in some places. But vocally, I think Protect the Land was more on point than Genocide and Human Noise. I just felt like Darren and Serge had it more together on Protect the Land vocally. Although I would have liked to have heard Serge more on Protect the Land, because I feel like that type of song was more in line in Serge's lane, in my opinion. I think Protect the Land was more Serge's lane, because he has a great voice vocally. He wide range vocalist. But I'm really glad that the band were able to put aside their differences and was able to come together and put out two new songs, even though they were, both songs were written by Darren himself and were originally supposed to be Scars on Broadway. I just think it's cool that they were able to come together and put aside their political differences or whatever that's going on, and they came together for a great cause. And who knows, maybe these two new songs may inspire these guys to get back together and write new music together and put out new material and possibly a new album. We don't know. We can only hope. That's what I'm hoping for. And I know a lot of fans like me are hoping that the band can really just get back together and put out another record, even if it may be their last record. Who knows? But I'm just hoping that this new song will be very inspiring to the members of the band. Who knows? This could be a blessing in disguise. And they decide, like, hey, why don't we just get back together? Let's start writing together. And let's just give the fans maybe not give the fans what they want, but like, hey, Let's just make music together again. Put out some new music. So I think it's really cool that these guys put out two new songs after 15 years. But for right now, I'm just taking it for what it is. You know, they wanted to put out new music to bring awareness to a political issue. So I don't think neither one of these songs are going to go down in history as some of the greatest System of a Down songs. Maybe Protect the Land could. But for the most part, I think these songs serve their purpose for what they wanted to do. I'm really glad to be hearing new music from both Rob Zombie and System of a Down, because it's been a long time since we've heard anything new from either one of these bands. And I will be honest, I'm more excited about Rob Zombie, because as of now, we know that we're going to get a new album from him. And I think that this first single was very solid, and it really sparked my interest. And I really liked how they did all kinds of different things within that song to make it more interesting. They kept it from being repetitive. Now, y'all know some people may not agree with some of the different experimental things they were doing within the track. But, you know, I'm a person that really digs that type of stuff. So I thought it helped keep the song interesting and kept it from being repetitive and from being the same old zombie, so to speak. But I'm actually looking forward to hearing more songs, more singles being released from the album. And unless something out of the ordinary happens to where Rob can't release the album, you know, I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of that whole album in full. Especially since John 5 made that bold statement saying that this new album was going to be better than anything White Zombie put out. Because that's a really bold statement to make. You know, maybe early White Zombie from back in the 80s when they were kind of like a terrible punk rock band. But as far as La Sexta Sisto and Astro Creep, dude, Rob Zombie's solo albums don't even come close to that. Hillbilly Deluxe is the only album that came close to being better than those records. And in my personal opinion, I still don't think that record even really got there. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more music from Rob Zombie. As far as System of a Down, you know, I don't really think that these songs are gonna... Well, hold on, let me think about this. I think as of right now, these new songs that System of a Down released, they were really released for a political effort. You know, it was, these guys came together because of something that they've been passionate about since their inception, which is the Armenian genocide. And there's something serious happening right now. And these gentlemen wanted to come together and they wanted to bring awareness and raise funds to help those that are trying to defend their homeland. So I'm taking these two songs for what they are, is these gentlemen put aside their differences and they wanted to come together for something that they're passionate about. So I'm kind of taking it for what it is. But at the same time, as a fan of System of a Down, I am hoping that this could inspire the band to get back in the studio and want to work together again and possibly put out more new material and hopefully a new album. Because it's been 15 years since we heard anything new from System. And it's really great that they put out these new songs, even though they're really Scars on Broadway songs that Darren wrote by himself. But it was just really good to hear these guys together again. So who knows? I'm just hoping. All we can do is hope that maybe these new songs will bring some type of creative juices flowing in these guys, and they'll want to come back together as a collective and write again and put out some new music. But for right now, I'm just taking it for what it is. You know, these songs were released to raise awareness for a serious issue that is happening right now. But initially, I did like Genocidal Humanoids better than Protect the Land, but as I went back and listened to Protect the Land more and more, I'm actually veering more towards that song. I think that song is the better of the two. If you had to ask me this maybe a few days ago, or maybe a few days after these songs came out, I probably would have told you Genocidal Humanoids, but I think Protect the Land is just the more interesting, more thought-provoking, and more together song than Genocidal Humanoids. Genocidal Humanoids sounds somewhat kind of rushed in some places and not really all there together. But Protect the Land really sounds like the band kind of honed in and spent some time with it. Although I would have preferred to have at least more surge on Protect the Land, because I feel that type of song was, that's Surge's lane. Even though Surge can do the heavy stuff, we know he can do the heavy and aggressive stuff. You know, anybody that's listened to the early albums know he can do that as well. But I just think that Protect the Land should have had more Surge, because Darren was more prominent on that song. Genocidal Humanoids, I would say him and Surge were both at equal standing. But I think that would have been more better if Darren had maybe took more of the lead on that track. I think they should just reversed like the vocal approaches on the songs. But other than that, man, I think there's some pretty dope songs. I think they're solid and they serve their purpose for what they were intended for. So we can only just hope that System of a Down will come out with some more music, and I'm hoping that this is maybe a blessing in disguise, and they will want to put out more music, because they're a great band. And it was really cool to see that they put aside their differences to come together for such a serious cause that they've been passionate about. So, you know, kudos to them. But it's really good just to hear new music from both of these acts, because it's been a long time since you heard anything. And, you know, it just makes me want to look forward to more from these bands. I just want to take the time to say thanks to everybody for tuning in to this week's episode. Hope you really enjoyed the content. If you did, please be sure to follow me on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Anchor, all at The Boombox Guru. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Boombox Guru. You can like my Facebook page, The Boombox Guru. Be sure to tell your friends, your family, anybody that you know that may be interested in music commentary, music discussion. Be sure to tell them, like the page, follow the pages, share it. Just really help to promote and get me out there, everybody. And as always, I hope you all have a good day and you be blessed. Peace out.